The gospel reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated for our sermon.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you. Now, mountains, I think these are fascinating creations of God. We just look at those images there of 2 mountains. Every time I look at a mountain, I look in wonder and awe. Their shape, their size, their structure. I just think they're fascinating. Now, I am fortunate to have been up a few mountains. Sometimes they were covered in snow. Other times, they were in their natural form of dirt, grass, and rubble. Now, my most recent encounter with a mountain was back in 2019. I was on holiday in North Wales with my husband and son, and we decided it would be a great idea to climb Mount Snowdon. We took a slightly difficult path, initially thinking that having a little challenge might be a bit fun. But about 3/4 of the way up, we realised this was going to be too difficult. It became more like rock climbing, but without any safety equipment. So we turned around, went back down, and then drove to Clamberis to take the easy route. And yes, you've heard just right. 2 attempts in one day. And so, after many hours of climbing, we finally did reach the top, and wow, what a view we were greeted with. And as you can see, there was some mist, but we were able to see a great distance and the beauty of this world which our Heavenly Father had created. Now, I was able to see the beauty of God's creation from the mountaintop, but the 3 disciples in our reading who went with Jesus up the mountain saw something even more wonderful. We heard in our reading that they saw a glimpse of the divine identity of Jesus. And by this I mean, they saw Jesus for who he really was. What the disciples saw was an event we know as the Transfiguration. When they were up on the mountaintop, Jesus' appearance changed before their eyes. His face began to shine brightly like the sun, and his clothes too became dazzling white light. Now, we do not know for certain what this looked like, but we have 2 images that portray what the disciples may have seen. Now, I wonder, what were the disciples thinking at this time? What would you be thinking if your friends suddenly changed their appearance right in front of you? But just as they were perhaps trying to understand what was happening, suddenly, alongside Jesus appeared another 2 men, and the 3 of them were talking. Peter somehow knew that these 2 men were Moses and Elijah, prophets from the Old Testament. So let's just recap for a moment. The disciples, they went out for a walk with Jesus, and they went up a mountain. At the top of the mountain, Jesus' appearance suddenly changes, and then 2 Old Testament prophets appear. Wow, well, that's quite a lot for the disciples to take in. But it didn't stop there. Suddenly, a bright cloud came around them all, and from within that cloud, they heard a voice. And the voice said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." The disciples became afraid. I have to say, though, I'm not surprised they became afraid. They had already witnessed so much, and then to hear this voice from the cloud. But they knew that this voice was that of God, and that within the cloud, they were in God's presence. They fell to the ground, face down in fear, too afraid to look up. Jesus saw their fear, and he went over to them. He placed his hands on them, reassured them, and encouraged them to stand up. And when they opened their eyes, they saw only Jesus. Moses and Elijah had gone, and Jesus looked like himself again. So what exactly had just happened? Well, let's rewind the clock. When Jesus came to earth as a baby, and when he grew up, he looked just like us. He was human, but it was in those moments on the top of that mountain that the disciples saw a glimpse of who Jesus really was. Yes, Jesus was a human person, but he was also God. The disciples had spent a lot of time with Jesus, eating with him, traveling with him, listening to him, watching him perform many miracles, and they thought that Jesus was the Messiah that the Jews were waiting for, although they were not completely certain. But it was on the top of the mountain, as they watched his appearance change, and they clearly heard the voice of God in the cloud, that they could now, without any doubt, be certain that Jesus, the man they had been spending time with and following, was really and truly God. These disciples had been through a lot that day. I wonder what they were thinking, what emotions they were feeling. Their feelings and emotions potentially could have been quite mixed. But I do think they would have been excited to have finally realized just who exactly Jesus was and still is. If it had been me, I would have wanted to run straight to my family and friends and tell them all that I had just witnessed. And I think the disciples might have felt the same way. But Jesus said to them, the time was not right, and they should not yet tell anyone about what they had just seen. How excited are we about Jesus? Do we want to go and tell everyone we know about him? Our neighbours, our work colleagues, our friends, our family? On the mountain, the disciples saw a glimpse of Jesus in all his glory, and they were in the presence of God when surrounded by the cloud. But we have so much more than a glimpse of Jesus. We have the whole story. We have it here in our Bibles. We can read the whole story of Jesus. And we have the Holy Spirit living within us to help and guide us. Jesus died for us, but was resurrected back to life in order that we could share in an eternal relationship with God. Jesus himself was God, but he became human. He became like us. And so, as we follow Jesus, as we read our Bible and spend time with him, let us pray that we continue to learn about him, become more and more excited about him, and we become like him. Amen.